Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night here on BFM. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And joining us in the studio is...
Kavit J.
Well, finally!
It's been a while.
Okay? I know. I've been waiting for this moment for 3 years. And I had to lose a job to get here. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we've been trying to get you for quite some time, but you've been otherwise tied up, as it were.
Yes, I didn't receive the call. Uh-huh. However, I was told through my sources that, you know, that you wanted me on. And I said, hey, I'm willing to come on.
For a long time, until the day you messaged me.
Right.
Babe, I'm going to be on your show. Right. Okay.
You've been otherwise engaged, shall we say, right?
Yes.
Right. For another radio station, of course, the rules are, if you work for another radio station, you're not supposed to interview one another. And, well, things have changed somewhat, right?
Somewhat like that, I guess, because, you know, things happen.
They do happen.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. And I'm just crying in the shower all day nowadays.
Really?
So, that's sad.
I had to put on pants to come to this station.
That's no good. That's no good. We don't want that.
Okay. I'm going to take off my pants.
Do that. I mean, it'll make for good photographs later on the show. People will love that. The tweets will start coming in at BFM Radio or at BFM TTO. And, of course, we do have a giveaway this evening. Adeline, what are we giving away this evening?
We are giving away BFM Goodie Bag. Now, what's in the bag? It's a tote bag. We have car stickers, notebook, as well as t-shirt. Now, to win, all you have to do is just answer this very simple question. What is the name of Eddie Murphy's first filmed stand-up show? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
So,
easy.
Sad day, really, for many people. David Bowie passing away. Has it affected you at all? Were you a big Bowie fan?
I was a big Bowie fan. I love his music.
Okay.
But it's the memory that I've seen the most uncomfortable video that I've ever seen as a child. The one with...
Mick Jagger,
Let's Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And that played with me a little bit because when I watched that, I was about 8 years old.
Right.
I watched it and I was thinking to myself, what is going on? Why is these two men doing this on screen? How are they not... What, are they in love?
It was the 80s. It was a time of, you know, lots of chemicals and lots of drugs. And we know what it was happening there, right?
I like the way you said chemicals first.
Right.
And then the other
one. Same thing. Anyway, folks, if you want to get in touch, you want to talk to me or Kevin or Adeline, you can get in touch via Twitter at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Of course, if you want to send us an SMS, it's 016-201-9000. As usual, we have Smarty Pants coming up a little bit later on. We've got stories about a train station in
Japan.
Kevin, you've got stories about a skirt.
A skirt falling down.
Indeed. Sounds very interesting.
On a Monday?
Yeah, why not?
And I've got a story about people going missing in the Ural Mountains outside of Russia. It's a great story, though. It's one of those, you know, those great unsolved mysteries. Well, something else has been added to this story, so I'll tell you a little bit a little more about it a little bit later on. In the meantime, we've got to take a short break. We've got some ads coming up, and of course, we've got a little bit of the Black Keys. That's all coming up right now. Don't go anywhere, folks. BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Kavit J.
Welcome to this side of the microphone. How are you, sir, over there?
It is quite nice that I don't have to be in charge of the controls.
Not pushing panels, no faders, no nothing like
know,
that.
I know, it's so exhilarating. I even wear headphones now.
Really? You didn't do that when you were at the other place?
Nah, we had speakers.
Oh, you had speakers. We can't have them, you see.
Yeah.
They won't let us have them.
I know. I understand why, because, you know, Adeline is... quite the thief, and she takes them home.
Yeah, she would do. You know what I mean?
She came over to my house. She stole my speakers.
Why not? It's awesome speakers.
Now I have to use the TV to listen, okay?
Hey, good enough, right?
Better with my speakers.
Okay, folks, quickly reminder, 016-201-9000. We're giving away a goodie bag this evening. All you have to do is answer this question.
What is the name of Eddie Murphy's first filmed stand-up show? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Also, just a quick reminder, we can only accept competition entries if you send us an SMS, not via Twitter, unfortunately. We are tight like that. We need all the money we can get. Anyway, so, Kevin, obviously you've got a bit more free time on your hands right now.
Yes, I do.
What are you doing with all of that free time?
PS4. That's pretty much all I'm doing.
Right.
Every day?
I sometimes also cry in the shower.
Are we talking about Fallout 4? Is it Battlefront you're playing? Witcher 3?
I just finished Batman.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right.
Arkham Knight. Uh-huh. And Battlefront is the next game.
Right.
I've just started it, so no reviews yet, but... Batman, great game.
When you're online, do let me know. I'll come play a little game with you.
Okay. Also, I have no internet. So,
oh, no. Yeah. So you can't play anyway.
No, no speakers. You have no internet. What do you have at home?
That's why he's crying in the shower.
Exactly.
All right. So let's rewind a little bit and let's talk about your first kind of foray into comedy and where that started and why you started doing it.
Well, why I started doing it was simple because I had... people come up and tell me, hey, you're quite funny, huh? And I thought, hey, you know, let's make some money out of this. So I got 150 people and I got my cousin Andrew Neto and we decided, you know what, let's tell some jokes to these people. And I did horribly. Horrible. It was so horrible. In fact, I look back at the videos now, I still have it stashed away. I look at the video and I'm going, what am I doing? And I remember a lot of people came up to me and said, hey, you did a really good job.
Mm.
You know, they were lying, obviously, through their teeth. And I saw it and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm not going to stop until I get the real compliments.
Right.
And I haven't got it yet. So that's why I'm still doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, at 10 years down the line, it's my 10th year in comedy now. Mm. And, you know, it's been a great journey. I learned how to do it. I never gave up. I learned everything. There was so much of a science of comedy that I had to learn. And then I had to learn the rules of comedy, break them all, and rebuilding it.
Right, I mean, looking back at the video that you watched,
right,
what do you think was so bad about it? Was it your timing? Was it just the jokes that you decided to pick? What?
Everything. I didn't do anything right. I even wore the wrong shirt.
What shirt was it?
I was wearing a white shirt.
What's wrong?
Horizontal stripes.
Okay,
just under hot lights.
Okay, I know, right? And the thing was, I was a lot thinner then. I was about 30 kilos less than I am now. And I realized that being fat is actually helping me be funny. Because as soon as I walk on stage, right, 3 minutes have gone. So my 20 minutes is now 17 minutes. So it's a lot easier to work the crowd.
Right. I mean, do you come on and do you have like a regular opening line or anything like that?
I do, but I don't think I can use it, all right?
right.
Okay, it goes something like this, all right? It's just, how are you guys doing? And then the crowd cheers, and I said, oh, great, 3 people actually care.
Right, right.
Right. Okay. And it kind of shows that I'm this guy who really, you know, is a little bit bitter about what's going on and a little bit grumpy.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did the transition into radio happen then?
One day I received a call, a friend of mine, Papi Zach, who got the job, and he needed a partner. So I'm very good friends with Papi and we have good chemistry on stage. So he decided, you know what, let's try it on air. And I had a lot to learn at first, but the chemistry kind of showed because it was just two idiots on radio and just talking. And
just like us two.
Yeah. Sure, right. Okay. But you look a bit like Papi also, Adley.
What?
But,
we got the same haircut, you know.
Yeah, and after 1 year, Papi quit, and then I was left alone there, kind of like abandoned a little bit, you know. And then they put me with Joanne, which I learned a lot from as well. And then they put me with Jeremy. I think that was the best year that we were on. And because Jeremy knew so much about radio and how radio works, so, you know, it kind of let me just be the comedian that I am. Just be the idiot.
So you could kind of just sit back, relax, and just be yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and he does most of the panel controls.
Right.
So I just sit back and play video games while he does the work. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, since you've left radio for like days, weeks?
Days.
Did you miss radio?
I do miss radio, but I don't miss... The one thing I don't miss was because the last 2 weeks I was doing breakfast and I'd be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't miss that, but I miss the fact that I had something to do. You know, I do the drive time show 4 to 8. I don't know why I'm selling. Like
just keep it up. It's okay. It's fine.
It's not there anymore, right? Don't listen. Okay, stop listening. But yeah, I just missed the fact that I had something to do.
Yeah.
You know, and now it still hasn't sunk in yet. Right now, it's basically me sitting at home going, I had something to do. I don't know what.
Mm. Mm. Did you find yourself kind of waking up when you shouldn't have done in the morning, though?
No. I don't know.
But we get it all the time, right?
Those were awful times, though. I mean,
yeah,
you know, getting 4 a.m. Alarm clock or 3:30 or whatever it is, and you're just like, I don't know if I want to be doing this anymore.
Yeah, but I do have a child, though. So my child kicks me in the bed every single time at 4 o'clock. That's how I'm never late to radio, right? Because every day at 4 o'clock, like clockwork, she Kicks. And
why is she awake at that time?
No, she's not. She's dream kicking, I think. And it's right in the tender area.
Right.
And I just have to, oh, I roll out of bed and fall down, and then I have to go to the toilet and then come back, and then like, never mind, go back to sleep. I try to go back to sleep, but I can't after that.
Right, very quick reminder, folks. 016-201-9000 is the number to take notice of if you're taking part in the competition. Answer this very simple question for us.
Now, what is the name of Eddie Murphy's first filmed stand-up show? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Also, you can get in touch via Twitter, but not for the competition, at BFM Radio or at BFM TTO. And back to Kevin. 2010, performing in a 15,000-strong St. Patrick's Day celebration. Reading about that. And then, of course, Kumar live in KL. How was that?
Kumar was great. I was all right, I guess. No, but it was a huge crowd, I have to say. The 15,000, okay, it was a bit misleading. It's on my resume. Mm-hmm. But it's 15,000 over 4 days.
Don't tell people that.
No, but okay, the Kumar one, 3,000, they were all 3,000 people there. Right. And it was, you know... It was great. I walked out and I was so nervous. But the moment I got my first laugh, it was just exhilarating. It was just, you know, the muscle memory took over. And basically, I just... have you seen Fight Club?
Yes.
Yeah, I was outside. I was in the crowd going, yeah, that guy funny. Yeah. Very funny. But, you know, I just did it and it was great. I think, you know, even before that, I think my break came when I did the Comedy Club KL.
Right.
Right. I opened for this guy called... Bless you. I remember this guy called Dave Callan, right? And it was great. There was my first club show, paid gig in so many ways. And it was one of those shows where I got to hang out with a seasoned comedian. He's been doing it for 20 years. Now should be about 30 years. And I got to hang out with him and he told me so many things, which I, you know, from the first day to the third day, which I was doing the shows 3 days consecutively, you could see the transition happening. Like, you know, on the first day I was so nervous and, you know, there was a few gaffes here and there. But on the third day I was like a pro. I was like, yeah. You know, it was great. That was my big break. And then, you know, these things happen. And yeah, it's just been a dream ever since.
Right.
Like, you know, over the past 6 years, I would say, like, you know, the comedy scene has just been growing exponentially.
I mean, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, just in the last couple of years, in fact.
Yeah.
We interview a comedian every Monday. You know, that's been kind of the premise of the show. We wanted to highlight the fact that there is this new... I mean, it's not new and up and coming anymore, but like 2 years ago, it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now that we have all these comedians, all these funny people who have something to say.
Yeah.
And I think previously, people felt as though there weren't enough places for them to say the things that they want to say, perhaps.
They still don't. That's the problem. Right. Because, you see... It all started 20 years ago with Harith Iskandar.
Yeah.
Right? But even before that, there were people doing it, right? Yeah. But it was not a big thing. And then Harith Iskandar started and it made it into a career. And then, you know, 10 years after that, me, Andrew Netto, and Douglas Lim showed up. And Douglas Lim was already Douglas Lim.
Right.
So he straight in. And then Netto was just so talented that he was straight in as well. I had to learn a lot before. So basically, it was me, Andrew Netto, Kwa Jen Han, Papi Zach all started at the same time. Mm. And this was 10 years ago, right? And there was no open mic places where we could perform.
Right. Yeah.
What we had to do was we had to, you know, beg restaurants and pubs and clubs to let us perform in their space for free, right? Mm. Maybe a couple of drinks. But, you know, we got up there and these guys who we were performing to was there since 5 o'clock in the afternoon, like straight out of work, straight happy hour. Like, you know, they've not seen their children for 3 years. All right. And they were basically in a level where they thought they were funnier than us.
Right.
Right. So we had to tell these five people jokes.
Right.
And it built so much character for us,
I guess.
Because, you know, a lot of comics, they just like straight in. Right, they come, they have a good show. Everybody's like, "Yeah, that guy's great," and then they go, and then they become comedians, right? But me, Zach, and a few other people, we had to build our character. Mm. We had to build from these little CD bars, and you know the amount of challenges we had to face, the amount of boos, the amount of heckles. Even a lot of times, we had to deal with the fact that they thought they were so much funnier than us that they would jump up on stage, grab the mic, and tell, you know, knock knock jokes,
yeah,
which were quite funny actually.
I mean, I remember seeing videos of Chiho when he first started.
Right.
And the character change that he has from then to what he is now.
Now, yeah.
Quite dramatic. I mean, even looking at some of the earlier Jen Han stuff, and I remember seeing Dr. Jason Leong in stand-up when he was kind of practicing one of his bits.
Yeah.
Just down at TTDI.
Right.
We were sat there having a drink, and upstairs they had like this, I don't know if it was like a supposed to be open mic session, but it turned into one.
All right.
And we were just sat there, and this guy sauntered up and started telling jokes, and we were like, who is this guy? Mm. You know, and then shortly afterwards, he came here, and we're like, oh, it's Jason Leong.
Right.
You know?
So, I mean, he was known as a doctor at the beginning,
that was
right?
It. That was just it, just the
that
doctor.
That was like an opening line.
I know, right? There is you know, exponential growth in comedians that you see in Malaysia, because it's such a small scene that you really have to, you know, start getting better now. Mm. Like, you know, in America or in the UK or in anywhere else, you've got a scene to grow into.
Right.
Here you don't.
Yeah.
You kind of just have to, you know, jump head first and see what happens,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Either you land in a place where you really can make it, or you land in a place where you really don't. But there is a middle ground. There is a middle ground where you can start learning and start jumping again.
And I think with the community being so small, you find out very quickly whether or not you're going to sink or swim.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But also, it's not the kind of community that kind of just lets... We don't let a brother drown.
Yeah, there's nurturing.
There is a lot of nurturing.
You can see that. Yeah.
I mean, people like Rizal, people like Harith, they, you know, as much as I would like to say that, you know, the scene is it's really bad, it's not. You know, you can come up to them, you can walk up to them and say, hey, you know, I need some help. And they would help you. Like, I now am going into Malay comedy, which is very difficult for me because English is my first language and Malay is kind of like my eighth language, if anything. But, you know, I straight away, I messaged Harith and I said, look, I need some help. And he said, yeah, I'll do whatever it takes. Yeah.
Okay, good man. Right, we need to take a break, folks. We'll be back after these messages. We've got some Yeah Yeah Yeahs coming up right now and some advertisements. Don't go anywhere. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And we have...
Kevin J.
Right, so just before the break, we were just having a good old chinwag. Now we're going to move on to a news from page 2. Hold on a second. It sounds a little bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the stars.
What's all the shouting?
Kevin, you first.
Yes, you're up first, buddy.
I have this misleading headline that says, groom's nightmare comes true as traditional skirt falls down at his own wedding.
Wait, how is that a nightmare?
That's what traditional skirt?
You'd be like, yay!
No, but he was wearing the skirt.
Oh!
He.
Yeah.
Boo!
Yeah, right. I know. It's weird, though, because what it says is a man was
kilt?
Filmed.
No,
it wasn't a kilt. It was a veshti. Okay, now here's why it's misleading. Okay, first of all, a veshti is not a skirt.
Okay.
It's a sarong. Okay? Kind of. But, okay, what happened was he was a traditional Indian wedding in the UK. This was on the Mirror UK. And he was walking around the fire.
Right.
So what happened was the wife accidentally stepped on his skirt and it floop came off. And he was standing there with his wife fronts and his
I
legs.
Was just going to say, I mean, you know, somebody who's a little bit ignorant to what you would wear and then leave one of these sarongs.
Wasn't he wearing anything inside?
He was wearing his wife fronts, pretty much. I mean, that was what the video, and it's going viral.
Wait,
in
there's
the
a
UK.
Video?
There's a video of it. So if you want to Google it, go ahead. But the funniest part of this story is the comment. There's only one comment, and it says, it's a bit too see-through as well. I think this was staged.
See-through?
Right. Why? Really? Waishti is supposed to be see-through. I wore this in my wedding. And obviously, he doesn't know the secret. Okay,
right,
what
right.
you need to do when you wear a waishti is... First, you tie a waistie, and then you get a piece of raffia string.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then you tie it around like a belt,
ah.
Like super tight. Okay, like you can't breathe, you can't eat, kind of thing. And then you roll it over the raffia string. Then you will never fall off.
Then there's no chance of it falling off.
Exactly. But then, if my wife were to step on my waistie, I would be flying into the fire. Just say.
All right. Okay. I like that one. Adeline, what have you got?
Okay, I'm talking about train stations. Now, for years,
this must be fascinating.
Yes, for years. Okay, for years, there's only one passenger waiting at a train station in Japan. It's called
The whole of Japan.
No, wait. It's this train station is called Kamishirataki Train Station in Hokkaido.
Oh, well pronounced. It just rolled off your tongue. There. Can you do it again?
Kamishirataki.
Well done.
Yeah, I think I had that yesterday at the sushi restaurant.
So it has two stops, and only one passenger. So this train would actually pick up this girl from to school and back.
Okay.
Okay. And apparently Japan Railways, they was getting ready to shut down, however, for good actually, until they actually noticed and they found out about this girl.
Oh, and then they've decided they didn't to keep know. It open because
yes,
of
one. Yes, correct. Wow. Until, and the best part is, you mm-hmm. know what?
Why?
They're going to wait till the girl finishes the school.
Before they close down there.
Yeah, how yes, old is correct. This girl?
I think
she's four.
Apparently she's going to be graduating this March.
Oh, then okay lah.
That's when the train station will be shut down by then.
I can't imagine this happening anywhere else.
I know, and they adjusted the train to arrive according to her schedule.
Yeah, that's never.
So she's got a private.
She's
train.
Got a private
so
train.
Cool. It's so cool.
I know. People have private driver. You got a private train driver.
Even I better. Know. Right, a quick reminder, folks: 016-201-9000. If you want to take part in the competition, we are giving away a goodie bag this evening. What is in that goodie bag?
We have T-shirt, car stickers, notebook, as well as tote bag.
Okay.
So if you want to win, just answer this question. What is the name of Eddie Murphy's first filmed stand-up show? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well. Richard,
okay, this story that I've got is something that has fascinated me for a long, long time, right? I'm a big fan of like these unsolved mysteries and all that kind of stuff.
Right, okay.
Back in 1959, there was this thing, there's an area in the Ural Mountains just outside of Russia called the Dyatlov Pass. Dyatlov is named after a man who was the leader of a group of hikers who were hiking into this particular area to try and get to a mountain. The name of this mountain, actually, in the local language is Do Not Go Here.
Seriously.
Seriously, right? It's one of these areas, it's so remote that it's so very, very dangerous. Now, in 1959, 10 hikers set off to go to this particular mountain, right?
Did they know that it was called Do Not Go There?
They did. They got so far in, one of them turned back because he wasn't feeling so well, right? Then, a little bit later on, these 9 that were remaining turned up dead. They went missing, right? Nobody had heard from them for like a few days. They were supposed to send a telegraph back. Nothing happened. So a search party was sent to find these people. What they found was that their tents had been torn from the inside. The people that they found, the bodies that they found, were pretty much naked. A couple of them had just got socks on and nothing else. One of them had had her tongue bitten off by the looks of things. Her eyes were missing and they were like tanned, but a very strange orangey tan color. All of them, all dead. No explanation. The Russian government kind of sealed up this case file, put it away, forgot all about it.
Kind of like an X-Files.
Like an X-Files kind of thing. And funnily enough, during the time that these people went missing, there were orange lights seen in the sky, right? From another set of hikers who were like 20 miles away. They saw these orange lights, right?
Okay.
So one of these, you read it as a kid and you're like, this is fascinating, right? What happened to these people?
Fascinating, yes.
So they came forward and all these theories are coming past. Oh, there's a Yeti out there. It was an avalanche. It was this, that, and the other. And it's still unresolved to this day. Now, yesterday, in fact, they found another body in that same area. But they don't know if this body is from recent or from back in 1959.
Uh-huh.
And the people that reported this body, there's 9 of them, they've also gone missing.
What?
Right.
You know, when you told me this was a funny story, right?
No,
this is
not funny. I didn't say funny. It's
a mystery.
Funny. Yeah. It's one of those stories you're reading and you're like, how much more weird can it get? Right?
Yeah. I just want to say one thing.
So I read it and I'm like, no.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. So I'm baffled. I'm waiting to find out what's going to happen over the next few days. If I don't, it's just baffling me right now. But a Yeti, a Russian Yeti who bites tongues off and all that kind of stuff.
You know, I've met a Russian Yeti once who bites tongues off. It was in a pub.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I bought her a few drinks, but yeah, she didn't quite.
Okay, we're going to move on to Smarty Pants in a second. But Tammy, who is tweeting in at BFM Radio, who said she expected to hear more David Bowie. If you listened a little bit earlier on, we did do a tribute show to the late David Bowie. It's a rebroadcast of Treat to Rock and Roll. You can have a listen to it if you head over to our podcast page. In the meantime, though, we have this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
So you know what this is all about, then, right?
Yes, it's the dreaded quiz show.
It's the dreaded quiz show. You've got 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can.
Right.
If you don't know the answer, just say skip, all right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did Jason Long text you?
Not yet. I'm quite surprised he hasn't yet. But, you know, the thing is, I think the trick of this is that I don't want to know any of the scores.
Right.
And you know what? I'm probably going to get the lowest.
All right. No, you're not. The lowest is 1. Here we go. A Bloody Mary cocktail traditionally contains which spirit, gin or tequila?
Gin.
Where in the Klang Valley would you find Davy's Corner?
Bangsa.
Who is the lead actor in the acclaimed Netflix comedy series Master of None? Rainn Wilson or Aziz Ansari?
Aziz Ansari.
Which European country is the birthplace of Nokia? Sweden or Finland?
Sweden.
Which strait separates Sumatra and the Malay Peninsula?
Straits of Malacca.
Which supergroup were originally called the New Yardbirds? Led Zeppelin or The Who?
The Who?
Which island country has the highest number of snake bite fatalities each year? Singapore or Sri Lanka?
Singapore.
Really?
I don't know! I thought it was a trick question.
The slang sloth cloth represents what type of clothing? A scarf or an old t-shirt?
An old t-shirt.
How many row of aliens are usually at the start of Space Invaders?
Four.
Ooh, close. Which superhero does Dick Grayson represent? Arrow or Robin?
Dick Grayson and Robin.
What famous celebration does March the 17th represent each year? National Hamburger Day or St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patty's?
Complete this famous song line. You know I wish that I had a something girl.
Skip.
Latika, played by Frida Pinto, is a central character in which Danny Boyle popular film? Yes?
Million Dollar... Slumdog Millionaire.
There you go. Which cartoon character was mentioned in the song Life on Mars by David Bowie? Archie Andrews or Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse.
Down and Out in Paris and London was written by which author? William Faulkner or George Orwell?
George Orwell.
Which plant that's used as a herb is also known as barbed wire glass? Bay leaf or lemongrass?
Lemongrass.
Pyongyang is the capital of which country?
North.
Go on.
North Korea.
How many squares are on a chessboard? 52 or 64?
52.
Oh. Ooh. Which Olympic athlete is known as the lightning bolt?
Usain Bolt.
What is the longest river in South Africa? Yellow River or the Orange River?
Yellow.
That's in China. What is the name of the headmaster at Hogwarts School of Warcraft and Wizardry?
Dumbledore.
Who is currently at the number one spot on the Billboard Top 100? Justin Bieber or Adele?
Justin?
Hello. Where in Malaysia can you find Pulau Langkawi? Kedah or Kelantan?
Kedah.
Which country was the late actress Greta Garbo from? America or Sweden?
Sweden.
The Company is an American miniseries about the activities of which intelligence service?
No idea, skip.
Which American gangster had his occupation set as used furniture dealer on his business card? Al Capone or Charles Luciano?
Luciano?
It's the other one. Which of the following has the largest taxi fleet in the world? New York City or Mexico City?
Mexico.
In which popular kids' TV show would you find the catchphrase, Yabba Dabba Doo?
The Flintstones.
Enology is the science of making what? Wine or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Okay, we'll give you the final question. What number president of the United States is Barack Obama? 44th or 54th?
44th.
Well done. We are out of time. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to find out how well Kevin did. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Kevin J. And I always wanted to talk in some groovy music.
That sounded good, right?
Yeah.
Should we turn it up a little bit? Here you go.
Oh, yeah. There's no snare in my headphones.
Hand bopping. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just before the break, we had a whole bunch of dings as Kevin was going through some of the questions. How well do you think you did?
Not very well.
Not very well.
No. Pretty okay, lad.
It was pretty good. Yeah. It was pretty good. So what we'll do is we'll give you some of the questions you got wrong first, and then we'll tell you how well you did.
All right, so the first one, which European country is the birthplace of Nokia? It's Finland. Which supergroup were originally called the New Yardbirds? It's Led Zeppelin. Which island country has the highest number of snake bite fatalities each year? It's Sri Lanka, not Singapore. Okay, dude.
I thought that was a trick question. Honestly, I thought it was.
Complete this famous song line. You know, I wish that I had Jessie's girl.
Right.
Okay, here we go. We'll have one of these.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin J scored 18 points.
Just
higher than Jason,
Higher than Jason, and also the fact that it's low, but it's not low enough to dent my ego.
There you go. It's a nice score.
Oh yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
Right, we have almost 2 minutes. Kevin, where can we see you performing next?
Okay, I will be doing Stand Up for Education 2.0 with Chaco, actually, who's hosting the show, and with Harith Iskandar, Paul Ogata, and Vivek Mabubani.
Yeah.
And I will be joining Maharaja Lawak Mega.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's Malay comedy, and honestly, I did it because it's going to be a challenge because I speak predominantly English, and you know, for me, me to do Malay comedy is going to be very difficult because it's a whole new ball game for me.
When's that going to happen?
End of this month. I don't know when it's airing. Probably beginning of February. But the thing is, you know, look, if you see a guy sweating, that's me. I think that's my punchline. I'm just going to sweat profusely on camera.
Just do not wear a horizontally striped shirt.
Oh, that's the only shirt I have.
Adeline will get you a new one. All right, folks, it's almost time for us to wrap up. We've got 50 seconds left. Let's throw out some facts. Adeline, what do you have?
All right, so wearing headphones for just an hour could increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times.
This is why I don't wear headphones.
Yeah, I understand that.
But in radio, we have to.
No choice. Right. Space Invaders became so popular in Japan that it caused a shortage of coins. There you go.
Oh. I got one. Banging your head for an hour on the wall burns 150 calories.
I know that.
Bang, bang.
Have you been doing that?
Yes, I have.
Right, 30 seconds. What have we got coming up next, Adeline?
Oh, coming up next at 9 p.m., we have Pick Up the Pops with Patrick Teo. So stay tuned, guys. Mm-hmm. Songs from the 50s to the 80s.
Kevin, thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure to finally get you in the studio.
It's a pleasure to finally be here.
Come back, yes?
I will.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. We will be back from deepest, darkest Banda Atama. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.